AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says his administration is starting a massive new response to the pandemic. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
He's essentially serving notice that the response is under new management.
We're in a national emergency, and it's time we treat it like one.
The president signing 10 executive orders, including ones to boost vaccinations and mask wearing. They're now required when traveling, even as he orders new aggressive measures, comparing them to a wartime effort. The president warns there will be setbacks, and the pandemic will get worse.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
But his message to a country waiting for action?
Help is on the way.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
One person who will be front and center, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was asked during a White House briefing if he'll be a regular.
I think so. Okay.
The nation's top infectious disease expert says people across the country have to realize things won't be approaching normal until sometime in the fall.
I believe by the time we get to the fall, we will be approaching a degree of normality. It's not going to be perfectly normal, but one that I think will take a lot of pressure off the American public.
The Senate's top Republican wants former President Trump's impeachment trial to be held next month. AP's Mike Gracia with details.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump pushed back by a week or more. In a call with Republican senators Thursday, McConnell said giving Trump time to prepare would ensure due process. The timing of a trial is in the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has not yet sent the House charges for incitement of insurrection to the Senate.
The whole world bore witness to the president's incitement to the execution of his call to action and the violence that was used.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. A federal judge denies Parler's.
The federal judge in Seattle isn't dismissing Parler's claim that Amazon was wrong to kick it off of its web hosting service. But she says Parler failed to demonstrate a need for an immediate injunction to reestablish the site. Favored by President Trump supporters and right-wing groups, Parler sued, alleging Amazon breached its contract and abused its power. Amazon pulled the plug on Parler January 11th to block the posting of violent plans to disrupt the presidential transition. Amazon's accusing Parler of an unwillingness and inability to remove dangerous posts that had called for the rape, torture, and assassination of politicians, tech executives, and many others. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A New York State judge denies the NRA's request to drop a state fraud case or move it to federal court. State Attorney General Letitia James is suing to dissolve the nonprofit, claiming top executives diverted millions of dollars for their own use. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.